So let's review. Our Mishnah continues from the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. The Eilu Nemarn Beloshna Kaidish Berches Kayanim. Berches Kayanim is one of the mitzvahs kriya, which must be recited in Loshna Kaidish only. And the Gemara soon cites the source. The Mishnah first elaborates on some halachas of Berches Kayanim. Zak the Mishnah, Berches Kayanim Ketzad, B'medina Oimer Oisus Shalish Brachis, U'bemikdash Bracha Achas. In all places, Berachas Kainim is recited as three separate brachas, as Rashi, citing the Gemara, later explains, because Bein Pasik LePasik Einin HaTzibur Amen. The Psukim are broken up when the congregation answers Amen. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was recited as one continuous bracha, Lefi She'ein Einin Amen BaMikdash. The congregation does not answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah continues, BaMikdash Eimer HaSeshem Kiksavoy Ovemedina Bikinuyav. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would pronounce the Shema Mefarish as it is written, Havaya. But elsewhere, the Kohanim pronounce it as we do, Aleph, Dalad, Nun, Yud. As the Brice explains, the Pasuk of Berachas Kainim states, V'samu es Shmi al B'nei Yisrael. The word Shmi implies, Shmi HaMeyuchadli. However, this is limited to the Beis HaMikdash based on one of two sources, Agzera Shava. The Pasuk of Berachas Kainim states, V'samu es Shmi. And the pasuk referring to the Beis HaMikdash states, Losum es Shemoi Sham, Malahan Beis HaBchira, Avkan be Beis HaBchira. Rav Yeshe says from the pasuk, B'chol HaMokam Asha Aske es Shemi, Ovei Lecha Uverachticha, the pasuk cannot be understood in this sequence, because B'chol HaMokam Sokat Aitach, Hashem's name may certainly not be uttered everywhere, nor does Hashem reveal himself everywhere. Therefore, the pasuk must be understood as if it were rearranged. B'chol mokam asher tovei, asher ovei alecha uvirachticha, sham asker shemi. Only in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Divine Presence rests, may the Shem HaMefayrish be enunciated. The Mishnah continues, B'medina kohanim noisnes yideim k'neged kisfein. In all places, the kohanim raise their hands to the level of their shoulders. Uvimikdash al gabi rishayin. In the Beis HaMikdash, they raise their hands above their heads, as Rashi explains. Because the Divine Presence rests upon their hands. However, the Kohen Gadol does not raise his hands above the tzitz, because as Rashi explains, the Shem HaMefayrish is engraved on the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, the Kohen Gadol does raise his hand above the tzitz, as the Pasuk states, V'yisa arnes yadav el ha'am v'yivarchin. The Gemara cites a braisa which derives several halachas of Berkes Kanan from the Pasuk Kaisav Aruchu et B'nei Yisrael. Kaisav Aruchu, Loshna Kodesh. Berkes Kanan must be recited in Loshna Kodesh, based on an Gzera Shava of Kaisav Aruchu et B'nei Yisrael, and the Pasuk of Har Grizim Har Evil, Elu Yamdu Levarach et Sa'am. Ma'alahalam Loshna Kodesh, Avkam Loshna Kodesh. Yehuda says, Kai, Achigemir Beloshna Hazeh. The word Kai implies that it be recited exactly as written. Kai Savarchu Ba'amida. The Kohanim must stand while reciting Berachas Kayanim, because the Gzeir Shavah from Har Griza Bahar Evel also teaches, Malahalam Ba'amida, Afkam Ba'amida. Reb Nassin says, because there is a hakish of Berachas Kayanim to avoid in the Pasuk, L'shar Sayu Levarach B'shmai. Ma Misharis Ba'amida, Af Mevarach Ba'amida. Just as the Kohen must stand during the Avodah, he must stand during Berachas Kayanim. And we know that Misharis Ba'amida because the Pasuk states, Lamoid L'sharis. Kai Savarchu B'Nesiyas Kapayim. The Kohanim must raise their hands during Berachas Kayanim, because the Pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol states, V'yisa Aaron Nesiyadav El Ha'om V'yivarchim. And there is a hekesh of Kohen Hedyot to the Kohen Gadol in the Pasuk of Avodah, Lamoid L'sharis, Hu Avon of Kol Hayamim. And there is a hekesh of avodah to Berachas Kayanim in the pasuk L'sharsei ulevarach b'shmai. Therefore, just as regarding avodah, the kohen hedyot is similar to the kohen gadol, so too regarding Berachas Kayanim, they are similar in that mahu b'nesiyas kapayim, avonav b'nesiyas kapayim. Kai savaruch upanim k'neged panim. The kohanim and the congregation must face each other during Berachas Kayanim, and kai savaruch b'kol ram. Berachas Kayanim must be recited in a loud voice, as the pasuk states. Amar lahem ka'adam ha'im al-chaveroi, in the manner that one speaks to his friend. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Naktinan lishnayim kar kahanim, ule'echad ene karin kayin. Before Bikar's kayanim, the Shlich Tibur announces kayanim only when there are two kahanim present. However, he does not call out Kohen when there is only one Kohen, because the Pasuk states, Emar Lahem, Lishnayim, the word Lahem is plural, that the call is to two Kohanim. Rav Chisda says, Kohen Kari Kohanim, Ve'en Yisrael Kari Kohanim. Only a Shlich Tzibur who is a Kohen announces Kohanim, but a Yisrael does not announce Kohanim, because the Pasuk states, Emar Lahem, Amira Mishalahem Tehei. The Amir is only through the Kohanim. However, the Gemara concludes, V'ilchasa Kavaseid Abaya, the less Hilchasa Kavaseid Rav Chisda. The Gemara now presents 8 Agadic statements of Rabbi Shub and Levi that are alluded to in the words Simen Mis'ava Lebracha Duchen Ba'Avoida Kais Makir Nene Ba'Egla. Mis'ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ava Lebirkas Kainim. Hashem wants the Kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael. Lebracha. A Kohen who recites Birkas Kohanim is blessed in return, not so a Kohen who does not so recite Birkas Kohanim. Duchen. Kol Kohen she'ein oil leduchen, even b'shleisha esse. A Kohen who does not perform Birkas Kohanim transgresses 3 mitzvahs esse. Kais levarchu, emar lahem, v'sam washami. And if delay solik leprakim, choshen shema ben gerusha ben chalutzahu. If he never goes up, he is suspected of being echal. However, the Salk Leprakim, if he does go up occasionally, he's not suspected of being echal. Ba'avayda. Kal Kohen she'en o'ila ba'avayda, shuv en o'ila. A Kohen must go up to the Duchen before the Shlich Tzibur completes the Bracha of Ritzei. If le'okres raglov, en o'ila. If he did not yet begin walking up before Ritzei was completed, he does not go up anymore. However, okres raglov, o'ila. If he did begin walking up before Ritzei was completed, he can continue and perform Birkas Kohanim. Kais. Ein neisnin kaisel bracha levarach, ela letoiv ayin. The kaisel bracha is given only to a generous person. Makir. Afilo eifis makirin bitzari ha'ayin. Even the birds recognize a stingy person and do not eat the food he places in his trap. Nena. Kol ha'nena mitzari ha'ayin, eiver balav. One who benefits from a stingy person is liable for an isur lav in the pasuk Al tilchem es lechem ra'ayin. Ba'agola. Ein egla arufa ba el b'shvil tzar ha'ayin. An egla arufa is caused by stingy people, because as Rashi explains, they did not provide the victim with food, and he was compelled to steal, and was killed as a result. The Gemara continues, Amar ada amr b'simloi. Beis ha'kneseh shekulu kainim, in the congregation of all kainim. It depends. If the lo yishtar bi'asara, kulan oilun leduchen. If there will be less than 10 people remaining, if one of them goes up, they all go up, because lechasha bracha luchodayu. The bracha is not significant for a tzibra of less than 10. And mevarchen lachim shebesadis, the bracha is intended for the people out in the fields who are unable to come to shul. However, the ishtari be'asara, miktasen oilin or miktasen oinin amen. If there will be 10 kanim remaining, then some of the kanim go up to duchen, while the others remain as the tzibur and answer amen, because chasha bracha lechudayu, the bracha is significant for a tzibur of 10. The Gemara also makes a distinction between achim shebesodis b'chlal bracha de'anisi. They are included in the bracha because they cannot come to shul. However, am shechar kahanim, eino b'chlal bracha de'lo anisi. The people standing behind the kahanim are not included in the bracha because they can come in front of the kahanim. However, the Gemara points out, mechita loy mafsika u'b'chlal bracha. Someone standing in front of the Kohanim, but behind a partition, are certainly included in the bracha, as Rabbi Shuman Levi said, "Afila mechitza shebarzel einim afsekes ben Yisrael lavim shebeshamayim." Similarly, letzadav b'chlal bracha. Someone standing not directly in front of the Kohanim, but off to the side, are also included in the bracha.